Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Galvin sends me a text last night, and it's very surprising. I click on the link, and it's TMZ reporting that Jay Mohr and his wife Nikki Cox have filed for divorce. He filed for divorce from her.
Right. But
did you see the follow-up?
Yeah, did you read the whole thing?
Yeah, so the follow-up now, he starts tweeting out, nice try, TMZ. If you were watching our Periscope, you would see we were two very much in love people, and we just ate dinner. And then a little while later, he was like, nice try, and like they made it up. TMZ is pretty on the money. I mean, right.
They're not going to say you filed if you didn't file.
And they also list attorneys' names. Like they really, if they're making that up, they have a lot of details.
But here's the thing: is I think Jay Mohr is funny. Like he does a lot of good stuff. But
he's not.
Yeah, yeah. And that just from his Twitter, like he goes so crazy on his Twitter. Two people, and if they say anything, he rips into them and just goes nuts. And I'm like, oh, relax.
It's hard for me to. He's so nice to me now since we made up.
Yeah.
But, you guys didn't get along.
Oh, he. It started a long time ago. He'd come on the show a bunch of times back before I was at this station, and then he got kind of like famous again, and he just stopped. So one time, Ralphie. Called him. Ralphie and he were really tight. And Ralphie called him and said, hey, I'm on Cowhead Show. Go on the air or something, you know, go for a couple of minutes during the break. And he goes, no, tell Cowhead next time I got a show in Tampa, I'll come on and promote the show. And I went, oh no, you won't. How about that? Yeah. I was like, what?
Thank you.
Him. And I was like, you know, what a jerk. And I let it go. I didn't care. And then the day that we went on the cruise where Ralphie got sick, Jay and Ralphie were texting back and forth, and he's like, I got walking pneumonia and I got to go on this cruise. But he wasn't complaining. I'm begging Ralphie in my house to stay home. Like, I don't want Ralphie to go because I don't want him to die on the cruise. Yeah. And we're already going. We don't need him to sell tickets, you know what I mean? So, and Ralphie's like, nah, I'm going. I'm going to have a good time. And his wife didn't want him to go, so it was all drama. And Jay starts texting me, you know, you really should be paying these guys to go on the cruise.
Why would he get involved?
I'll tell you right now, no comedian has ever been paid to go on our cruises. Mm-hmm. I don't need them to sell tickets to the cruise. It's like an added value, and it is a fun trip. Like, Bert goes because he's our friend. Ralphie goes because he's our friend. We have a great week together, and they each put in about a half hour's worth of work during that week. And they're like, oh, we don't care. And, you know, they'll complain about it all day. Oh, we got to do comedy tonight. Then when it's over, they're like, oh, that was great. And it happened all the time. The next year, I'm like, I'm not asking any comedians to go because they all get pissy on the last night. And then the next year, they're all like, can we go on the cruise? And then other comedians start calling me and being like, I heard you do this cruise. I want to go. Kreischer loved it. Ralphie loved it. Cannon loved it. So who is Jay Mohr to get involved?
Yeah.
So now I went off on Jay Mohr, and I just destroyed him on the air. And then his manager, who is a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, calls me out of the blue. Hey, man, just want to see if you're coming up for any Yankee games. Oh, did you not call in? No, I didn't even know about Jay. I was like, okay, whatever. And then he's like, finally, yeah, okay, fine. He goes, Jay's trending in Tampa, and I had to see what's going on. And I went through the whole thing. So Jay called the show. And for an hour, I just ripped into him. We went back and forth, and I don't think I held back anything on him.
No, to the point where I felt bad because all Jay was saying, he goes, okay. He goes, I deserve it. You're right. I understand.
On top of the fact that he stole that joke from Bert, the Tracy Morgan story, and then tried to make Bert look stupid. Like, first of all, denied that it happened to Bert, and then said that Bert told him to go out and tell the joke, and, you know, and which that was none of my business, but it just was icing on the cake. So I'm pretty good at arguing, and I argue for entertainment's sake sometimes, but I don't go out of my way to be mean to guests on our show. I feel like if somebody's coming on our show, it's better to get entertaining stuff out of them. Like Gallagher. I had stuff that Gallagher I wanted to talk about. That whole Gallagher 2 thing is still one of the most amazing things in entertainment history.
Right, that his brother was doing his act.
The same act, and then stole it from him. And
then lawsuits.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I brought him in, and the fact that he was a dick to me just worked out probably better, but I didn't seek that out, you know? So Jay Mohr and I went back and forth for like an hour, and at the end of the conversation, I was like, all right, well, you know, like Alvin said, it's hard to still be mad at you because You're being a stand-up guy. You took it like a man, and I went over the edge, and you still took it. And then he sent me a dozen roses the next day. And I was like, okay. Then he started texting me, and we go back and forth. And every time somebody called from Tampa on his radio show, he would give me love. And Clear Channel would get so mad. And he was like, I'm not going to tell me who I can like and who I can't like. And still to this day, they'd go, let's go to Tampa, home of Cowhead. I love Cowhead show. Every time Twitter would blow up, Jay Moore talking about you. So I got no beef with him. And then you know, it's weird. He calls me sometimes at random 11 o'clock at night. I want to be like, first of all, I'm on the East Coast. Second of all, I do mornings. I don't ever answer the phone. So, but I can tell that he's a weirdo. That he's just got, and something. He's got issues with, he was standing up with me, but he's denied some things that are blatantly obvious, so I don't know what's going on. I would imagine in this case that he and his wife probably had some problems, maybe went to file and made up with each other, and TMZ got a hold of the paperwork, and, you know, that added pressure. And,
sure.
But who knows?
Yeah, because they, I guess, talked to him and followed up, and he said, no, we're good, we're in love, and, you know, da-da-da-da. And they said, so basically they're trying to work things out properly.
Right,
so.
And you know, a lot of married couples go through that, especially if you've been married for a while, and when you're in the public eye and it becomes information where they, you know, they could put it on gossip shows and magazines, it's a big strain on whether or not you could have fixed that relationship.
Right. And then it becomes, you just put in Jay Moore, and every article that comes up, Jay Moore and Nikki Cox divorcing after 9 years of marriage. Yeah. Nowhere do they go, oh, correction to the article. They're actually trying to work things out. Right. It's just, they're getting divorced.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the kid?
Trying to work things out is always is like the last ditch effort, you know? Like, oh, we're going to try and work things out. What?
No, it was just a conversation I had in therapy yesterday that was very similar to that to this with my therapist, where I was explaining.
You said you were going to leave the show, and I'll try to work things out.
No, with Caitlin. No, it was more like, I need to start taking ownership of certain things and start working on things, or otherwise, if it continues down a road, it could end, and I don't want that to happen.
So. Like what? About your homosexuality?
No, I think she's okay with that. If I came out and I was like, hey, you're going to be my beard, I think she'd be cool with that. But that's not the case. I don't know why we're going down the road.
What do you think? What are you guys going to stay together, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's just things that I need to work on how I handle things.
Oh, he has to propose.
No. But that was...
No, how he handles things. He does not handle things very well.
I just shut down.
He holds too many things inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't deal with things, and then it comes out, and it manifests itself.
Don't think I don't hear your subtle hints when we're fighting on the air.
We never fight.
Yes, we did. Fight. Yesterday, something happened to you, and I was making fun of you, and you were like... And I said something about your prep, and you were like, I don't read your prep. And you go, I know, I wish you would. I heard it. It sunk in my head.
Hey, Chris,
I read your prep. I just don't need it. I'm too good.
I know you are.
I hear you.
I've never really gotten upset. There were two times I really got upset on the show.
Ooh, tell me.
The one time with Carmen in Spanish like a year ago.
When you said Spanish is the fakest person in the world.
And then when you yelled at me because I got excited about Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, my God. That got you upset?
That was so good.
I was so bummed out because I was like... But I wanted to kill her.
It was funny because he's freaking out. I can read your face whenever you're telling him to stop, and he's still going. And I don't even know whether you saw me or not. I went like this. I went and kind of waved him off. Yeah. I'm like, no, you need to stop because he's serious now.
And then he goes, act like you've been there before. Yeah. That's literally been in my head. I actually was going to get that tattooed on my arm. Not because of you, but I was like, hey.
Did I say that or did he say that?
You said that. Act like you've been here before. And I went,
yeah. 5 minutes prior to that, Susan Larkin, who's the general manager of the show in Orlando, sends me a message through Spanish from the head of the radio division for Cox Media Group.
Uh-huh.
She is in the hallway, and he is listening to the show from Atlanta and sends me Spanish. Is like, hey, Susan Larkin just told me that Bill Hoffman wanted me to pass this along to you.
Which is very stressful
just
for
happened.
Me, yeah.
So I know that the entire... management staff who is standing in the hallway that 24 hours after this mass murder is all watching me, and this one starts screaming, Geraldo! We love Geraldo!
got excited, man. I'm starstruck.
I thought you were going to hit him with a chair again. I thought Geraldo was getting nervous.
Yeah, I really, the whole ride home, I reflected on how poorly of a decision that was. Because I go, first of all, after considering the circumstances of what's going on and over here, I'm excited. I was like, that does not.
That's not one of those things to think about anymore. Right. That's long, but ridiculously over.
What's so funny is, like, you say that, but, like, Carmen and I, when we got in the car on the way home, looked at each other, and we were like, ooh.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, because we've been there before. Where you get mad and it's just for a little bit, and then you'll say what you have to say, and then it's over. And for
but for us, it sits. Yeah, and we're resonating with
so
it.
Stupid.
We're like, oh man,
I can't right now. I couldn't remember. Yelling at either one of you in a serious way.
But
they
definitely
do,
because I remember I was telling Spanish one time, like, yeah, Mike's really great, like, he never yells. And he goes, well, I hasn't yelled at you yet. And I go, what do you mean?
It'll
and
then come.
He gave me a time right off the bat. He was like,
what have I yelled at you for? I mean, you deserve it most of the time.
But, like, there was the one time that I remember very specifically where it was that we were yelling about that picture that I pulled up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. That is the picture that I sent you, and you're like, no, this is the picture she's wearing, like,
don't
a black shirt. Because then Spanish goes
right. That wasn't a work thing. That wasn't a I'm your boss thing. That was anybody does me. I'm gonna smack you in the mouth. Oh, I want to hit you now. Just thinking about it. Yeah. I'm not mad at you. I just I want to kill you.
Right.
And then when you were like, I go, my son does that to me. I grab him by his hair. The other day we were leaving my father's house, and I said, Joey, get up, and he does the slow move like he's a teenager already, and I go, get up now. And he's like, I'm getting up. Just like me when I was a kid. And he gets up slow. And I go, I held a bag out that had his hockey cards in him. And he didn't know what it was. And he smacked it out of my hand. And he walked by me. And I grabbed him by his shirt. And I pulled him back. I don't hit him. I want to hit him, but I don't hit him. But he's so dramatic. I pulled him by the corner of his shirt. And I said, if you ever smack that again, I will beat the crap out of you in front of everybody. And then he immediately threw himself to the floor and began to hold his arm as if I said, you're nobody's believing you.
I
the entire family just watched me do this. Nobody's believing that I just threw you to the floor. But the thing is that I can't punch my son in the face.
You can't.
I will punch you. I will knock your face in.
Yeah, that was one that I thought for sure. Like, because like Gavin said, sometimes it's hard to tell whether, you know, it's a joke or if it's here. Now I can tell.
Right.
But, you know, but like for Rob, I could see how easy it would be to not know.
In my mind now that it's over.
Right.
I don't recall any time yelling at you where I'm like, you messed up so bad.
Yeah.
At all. And those things I remember, the time where I was like, that's it. Everybody get here at 5:30 or whatever I said. Except for me.
And I was like, oh, cool. I get to spend a little more time at home.
Right. When I said that was because things were getting messed up.
Right.
And I was seriously mad, but not, you know, just because things were not right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
Yeah. But other than that, is there another one that stands out in your head?
Weekend
replay. That was the one that stood out for me, a weekend replay where he got a call on a Saturday going, why wasn't this loaded right? And then you yelled at him.
Wow.
Which is a work thing, so that's, you know,
It was the last day of Christmas break, and it was a weekend replay, and I will never forget this because John Brennan called me and had the best line ever. But someone else was working with us, and they were responsible for editing all the best of, and they left, and, like, none of it had been edited.
Right.
So I was trying to edit it all, and on the last weekend, I put in a weekend replay of a show that you were out of town, and it just didn't register to not do that because I was doing all this other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I got a phone call from you, and the best part about it was I said hi, and you went, why the hell would you put in a weekend replay that doesn't have me on it? That doesn't even make any sense. And I stopped and went, yeah, you're absolutely right. That makes zero sense whatsoever. And you hung up, and then John Brennan called me, and he goes, you almost made it, buddy. You almost made it through the whole break without getting yelled at. So that's another one.
You, Carmen?
There was one time we actually just replayed it when we were on break. When we were down in the other studios, you got really mad at me because I forgot to put a prize on the sheet. And at first I was like, oh, haha, I'm just dumb. My bad, I'll do it. And you were like, no, You should have read that email. That's your job. Do you do anything
else?
Oh,
that's when all you guys were dropping the ball on stuff.
You got so mad because I thought you were just like messing around.
Right.
And then I laughed and you were like, this isn't funny. This is your job. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, I'm fired.
Yeah. Wow, what a dick.
She was in the stink box then, so it was awkward for everyone else who's in the studio.
She's looking through the window.
It wasn't awkward for me.
Yeah. But how are you not supposed to take your job seriously when you're sitting in the stink box?
Yeah.
Tattoo on your BH. Yeah.
Go in there and reflect.
Be more serious.
And John kept closing the blinds on you. You guys didn't want me involved, and I was like, this is the end.
I like this trip down memory lane. It's a Friday rewind where we talk about all the days I was mean to everybody.
Yeah, but honestly, I would take a quick outburst from you of the yelling than because I've had both the subtle, like, underlying sabotage of someone that you don't like at work is even worse. Like, I mean, when someone's mentally effing you and they're mad but they're not telling you, that's even worse because it goes on and the problems don't get fixed. I'd rather you yell at us and then we fix
it. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't carry grudges on that. Not for that kind of stuff. Yeah. We have to work together, you know what I mean? I don't want to be mad at you 3 months from now for something you did, one day.
The worst, though, is when you get mad at one of us early in the show and then it carries on throughout the rest of the show.
But it usually doesn't.
Yeah, but I'm just like, okay.
But it is like a snowball because once you yell at us, it's just like nothing can go right. And then we're like the center and the butt of every joke. Yeah. And it just like emotionally.
And Galvin doesn't help ever.
That's his job, not to help.
And I'm piles cool. I. Oh,
by the way, how many people think that I don't like you?
It's everybody.
Yeah, so funny to me that people can't read that I am just fuel and I just throw it on there to do that. Like outside of on air.
You're so nice.
I never say anything bad to Spanish ever. Like I don't care what he does at all, but I just love to get it going on air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Galvin and I still hold the record at two fights totaling 90 seconds in 10 years.
Two of you?
Yeah.
Stars, though, burning real bright like the sun, and then they fizzle out, and it's devastating because it's like mom hits dad at the dinner table. Jesus.
No, I don't, but that's not, I mean, I can't remember.
I remember the one, you were wrong, where you didn't want to get punched for football punches, so you made up some lame thing where you said you were doing a bit.
Yeah.
And then...
it's my show!
Someone's feeling comfortable.
Yeah. That I don't even know what the other one was.
The other one, you were wrong. You didn't have the show open done by 6 o'clock. Well, we're in the other studio where Moose was here.
John Ryan told me that story. Yeah,
what you used to do like a pre-recorded intro.
Right. But why didn't I have it open? What was?
I don't know. Yeah. You didn't have it loaded up. So
the one time.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't. It was like a Spanish thing. I said something to you, and you got all bitchy about it. You were like, and I was like, oh. And then we had like an argument, and it was lasted for like literally 5 seconds because the intro was playing. And then we put the headphones on, and we went on the air, and we started talking, and we did the whole break, and the whole break went on like nothing had happened. It was a funny break. We laughed, and when it was over, everything was quiet. And Galvin goes, Angry Mike. And that was it. I don't think it was 8 years till we had another argument.
What it was something happened at home and then he carried it into here.
Nothing ever happens at home. At 5 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it was when you first had Joey and you were very tired all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. Yeah.
I remember he would come in and I'd be like, oh, this guy's not in a good mood. I could just tell.
No. That's why I swore I'd never do mornings again.
Yeah.
Because it is rough. Yeah. It is rough because you have to go to bed early and you get up early.
And you wake up like I noticed.
What is that?
Oh.
You got up there and you ripped your headphones off your head.
That was the argument?
Yeah, that was about the football punches.
What shirt am I wearing?
Yeah, and you bunch of pussies. I'm like, am I wrong? I'm right. Yeah. And you're all looking down and I go,
that's not how it happened. We went off air and like before he had even turned all the microphones off, the first thing that you said was, you got to give me something. I can't tell. I'm not a mind reader. And then that's when you threw the headphones and I was like, under the table.
You had like 16 punches coming to you and you're like, blah, blah, blah. No,
I know what you're talking about. There was a reason.
No, you were trying to pretend like you were making up some other thing that we were going to do.
No.
Meanwhile, he just didn't want to get punched 16 times.
No. That was it. We were doing it another day. That was the problem. There was something else going on that day. Anyway, that's funny. Now I'm in a bad mood.
God, it's all Spanish's fault.
Oh, come on, man.
That's funny stuff, man. We should have a therapy session in the studio.
Oh, man.
We've already tried this.
X-Pac, right?
No, that was my wife and X-Pac. And we kept listening in on their session, and every time we turned on, we'd heard the most horrific thing. Shut it off.
This isn't as funny as we thought it would be.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.